over the world. Dignify your pain.
In March 2011, Simphiwe Dana embarked on a tour of rural and township schools to increase awareness of the dire state of public education and to identify key problems such as the lack of libraries, science laboratories, high failure rates, and teacher shortages in rural areas.
I spoke to the learners and I spoke to the teachers, I spoke to the parents, I spoke even to the chiefs to try and get their perspective on what the problem is. You know, and I learned so much and I realized how complex the whole problem is. I realized that we as a community need to understand that we have gone through a lot in this country. It's too big for us to just say government is going to fix it. We as a community of South Africa need to get involved hands-on.
After the tour, Dana forwarded to government and interested donors a report highlighting problems in the schools she'd visited. Her new project, which was sparked by Twitter and Facebook online chats with her fans, is the establishment of what she calls a Stokvel, or rotating fund for black education.
What a Stokvel is people that get together, right, monthly, and they put money together. And every month, that money goes to one of them. And then the next month, it goes to another, and it keeps rotating like that. And I thought that idea would work for education, too. People get together, and they put together this money. But instead of it going to them, to one of them, monthly, it goes to actually resourcing the schools.
The Stokvel is still in its planning phase. The first meetings were held in Cape Town and Johannesburg in September with hundreds of people, ranging from local celebrities, businessmen, and other interested South Africans who pledged their support. Members of the Stokvel are required to contribute approximately $80 each per month. So far, Dana has used her own music money to fund the public education tours and the Stokvel initiation meetings. She envisions the fund to start at the beginning of 2012. Money raised will be used to develop poorer community school libraries and build science laboratories for needy schools. Besides money, members of the Stokvel will be able to volunteer their time with reading groups and after-hour tutoring at schools. The education project has not stopped Simphiwe Dana from singing. This year, she released her first music concert DVD, while last year, she released her third album, Culture Noir. The album has already earned 2 South African Metro FM awards and reached the top of 2 world music charts, reaching number 3 for one, measuring sales across Europe, and number 1 on another, registering sales only within Germany. Dana plans to move to Johannesburg, where she will continue her singing career and further her work on the Black Education Stokvel. For VOA Africa, Monati Kondile in Cape Town, South Africa.